Hello everyone, Annette Aneta here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Aneta. Today we're on What is the Christ, and we're on Lesson 279. Now, the 9 at the end of that is so important because that means I will be reading all of the Christ of What is the Christ for all of us. We're not going back and forth. That will be Annette's job tomorrow.
I'm going to just sit back, close my eyes, and listen as you read.
Yeah, and if it's safe to do so, everybody can close their eyes. Just sit back and listen. Allow it to soak in, because when we're saying, what is the Christ, we're actually talking about you. What is the Christ? Christ is God's Son as He created Him. He is the self we share, uniting us with one another and with God as well. He is the thought which still abides within the mind that is His source. He has not left His holy home, nor lost the innocence in which He was created. He abides unchanged forever in the mind of God. Christ is the link that keeps you one with God and guarantees the separation is no more than an illusion of despair, for hope forever will abide in Him. Your mind is part of His, and His of yours. He is the part in which God's answer lies, where all decisions are already made and dreams are over. He remains untouched by anything the body's eyes perceive, for though in Him His Father placed the means for your salvation, yet does He remain the self who, like His Father, knows no sin. Home of the Holy Spirit, and at home in God alone, does Christ remain at peace within the heaven of your holy mind. This is the only part of you that has reality and truth. The rest is dreams. Yet will these dreams be given unto Christ, to fade before His glory, and reveal your holy self, the Christ, to you at last. The Holy Spirit reaches from the Christ in you to all your dreams and bids them come to Him to be translated into truth. He will exchange them for the final dream which God appointed as the end of dreams. For when forgiveness rests upon the world and peace has come to every son of God, what could remain to keep things separate? For what remains to see except Christ's face? And how long will this holy face be seen, when it is but the symbol that the time for learning now is over, and the goal of the atonement has been reached at last? So therefore, let us seek to find Christ's face and look on nothing else. As we behold His glory, will we know we have no need of learning or perception or of time or anything except the Holy Self, the Christ, whom God created as His Son. What is the Christ?
Lesson 279, Creation's Freedom, Promises My Own. The end of dreams is promised me because God's Son is not abandoned by His love. Only in dreams is there a time when He appears to be in prison and awaits a future freedom, if it be at all. Yet, in reality, His dreams are gone, with truth established in their place. And now is freedom His already? Should I wait in chains which have been severed for release, when God is offering me freedom now?
I will accept your promises today and give my faith to them. My Father loves the Son whom He created as His own. Would you withhold the gifts you gave to me? Lesson 279, Creation's Freedom, Promises My Own. Would you withhold the gifts you gave to me? The answer is no. And when we're in the ego thought system, we refuse them.
Until today.
Until today. Isn't that powerful?
It really is until today.
I will accept your promises today and give my faith to them. Give my faith to them.
Well, this whole what is the Christ has been...
changed my life.
It's changed my life, because I really am, have, through the journey, I am bringing and have brought awareness to, thanks to some of the thoughts that you've shared with us, is that I do this to myself. And what is the this? I see myself as little. I don't see myself as the Christ. And I do that to myself until today.
Until today.
Well, actually, until like 4 days ago.
Well, it was that day where it was just like, all of a sudden just popped in my head. Do we have the luxury to say this is tough anymore?
Right.
And then the next day, and then like, it was like in that same episode where like, oh yes, there's the dimly lit. And it's like, why? Why do we keep going back? And I want to give my faith to creation's freedom promises my own.
Do you feel more energized?
I do.
I do too. The last few days, I have felt more energy. I have felt more present. I have felt more that, I don't know. I have felt more connected and not, you know, what is the lesson? Fear is the stranger here.
Oh, I am at home. Fear is the stranger here.
Yeah, I am at home. Fear. I have felt that lesson. And it's really been, you know, really this whole section has just been a gift.
So as I was saying just yesterday, once you go forward, you can't allow yourself to go back. So if you are saying, if it's true what you're saying, which I know it is, that you're making shifts and you feel that even the shift in your energy.
Yeah, I feel that. Yes, I do.
Like not just your energy on a spiritual level, but you have more energy just in life.
Yes, I feel a bit, I guess if I were going to add more to that, I feel a little lighter inside.
A little?
A lot lighter inside.
Okay, I didn't think a little. Yeah. See, that's...
Well, it's not a overdoing it. It's not like a drastic change. It's more of a, I think it's like a medium lighter inside.
I was calling you on little because I think that's how we also keep ourselves bound. If you notice how people talk, we say kind of, a little, a bit. We never really just fully own what's going on. So like right there, I feel a little lighter. Really, is it just a little?
I feel medium lighter again.
Okay, medium lighter. See, yeah. It's fine if it's a little. It's fine if it's medium. But it's more, are we holding ourselves back?
Oh, wow. I just had a thought, though. I think I'm afraid to feel all lighter.
Oh, wow.
Really? I think, I mean, that just came through, is that I'm a... So really, when we start understanding and bringing awareness to this, the fears that keep us little,
mm-hmm.
then we can do something about them. Like then we can truly turn that over.
Yeah, we can.
So there's this beautiful prayer that I have prayed so many times, but I haven't really looked at it for a while. And it's at the end of chapter 5 in the CE. I'm not sure exactly where it is in the FIP, the blue book.
I'm pretty sure it's at the end of chapter 5 too.
Okay. So this is the prayer that it says, say to yourself the following as sincerely as you can, remembering that the Holy Spirit will respond fully to your slightest invitation. So when I'm recognizing where I'm holding on to fear, so I say, oh, well, I feel a little lighter. Oh, well, maybe I feel medium lighter. If I said I actually feel a lot lighter, then that seems a bit scary for me. Just full, you know, full transparency. So what he's saying is, okay, now, when you feel like saying, when thinking about saying, I feel completely lighter, that fear comes up, then he says, say to yourself the following as sincerely as you can, remembering that the Holy Spirit will respond fully to your slightest invitation. I must have decided wrongly because I am not at peace. I made the decision myself, but I can also decide otherwise. I will to decide otherwise because I want to be at peace. I do not feel guilty because the Holy Spirit will undo all the consequences of my wrong decision if I will let Him. I will to let Him by allowing Him to decide for God for me. That's really the key, is allowing the Holy Spirit to allow and allowing Him to decide for God for us.
That's just like the last line of, well, the first paragraph of our lesson. Should I wait in chains which have been severed for release when God is offering me freedom now?
Yeah. When God is offering me freedom now.
We don't have to wait. And no one else is making us wait.
Well, you know, there's this part of the course where it's talking about grandeur versus grandiosity.
Yes.
And I always think that we get that mixed up. It's just like being, having humility. You know, we think humility is keeping ourselves low. And then the course teaches, well, no, when you keep yourself low, that's not humble at all. You're saying that you know more than God, because God says you're not low at all. And even my example of today is that, you know, when I say, oh, a little lighter, oh, maybe medium lighter. And then, you know, Jesus is teaching in the course, well, no, your true self is completely lighter. It's light. And when I guess for me, it's letting go of that littleness and really, really seeing myself as God sees me. I used to think that was kind of like, oh, really kind of a grandiose idea. But that's not what the course teaches, because when I see myself as who I truly am, then I can show up in this world.
It's not a, we should say, delusional idea. When we're saying, well, it is what it is. We are who we are. See, if we're making ourselves special and there's only one and they're the chosen one, yada, 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 that's when we get into that grandiosity that the Course talks about. Grandeur is from God, and that's the we are who we are. That's how we were created. Can't be anything but that. That's from that, you have to just accept it. It's not special. It's nothing. It's just
the truth of who we are.
This is the truth of who we are. There's a bright light within us. That's not being
egotistical
or anything. That's just, oh, yeah, there is. Now, when we get into, and what's funny is, you know, special chosen one, that grandiosity, which comes from the ego, we also, and this is why we don't want to get down into the hole of our sorrow and misery if we've already done work on it and keep going backwards, is because we can have that specialness with pain. Yeah. Just like we can have a special love relationship, we can have a special hate relationship. And so we can do that with ourselves, we could do it with someone else. And so that grandiosity is when we make people special. So this kind of like this is like a course concept. Well, there's a special relationship and then there's a holy relationship. Special relationships are when somebody is singled out for a special purpose. So like,
and it doesn't have to be a good purpose. It's just a special purpose.
Exactly. So like you're my mom. I only got one. That's special. And that's all that. And so I can make that as, oh, she's my mom. I have to, you know, give up my whole weekends to help her because that's what a good daughter should do. And that's, we can take that, you know, that's what I've seen. And then we could say, well, you know what? Then another person can say, well, I made, you know, $45 million this year. I'm amazing. You know, then we, how much did you make? Then we start having special relations. Oh, wow, they are so rich. They're so amazing. They must know something I don't. So whenever we single out somebody for whatever reason, good or bad, that's And they're the only one, just like, so we're Anatinata. There's no one else but me, right? I'm the only Ada who's had my life experience. That's special. I'm unique, right? But that's when we get, that's actually getting into that ego thought system, because we're stepping out of how we were created to create this own, to make this own identity that no one else has. Where we then, the holy relationship is actually approaching each other from as we were created, from love, without making us special. Because there's no reason to make us special, because we all know we're all one. And so the grandeur is coming from a holy relationship. It's coming from love. The grandiosity is coming from specialness. When we're holding ourselves out as special in our hurts, that's when we have those chains on us.
That's when we're bound.
That's when we're bound. And that doesn't feel good. I think we can just follow our feelings on this one. The Course even talks about that too. When you're coming from love, you'll feel peace. And so if we're not feeling peace, we know we're not coming from love.
We'll also feel peace when, another way to put that, coming from love is when we see ourselves as who we truly are.
Exactly, exactly. We'll feel peace. And so we can follow our feelings. If we're on the road to peace and we are feeling that in that peaceful state, if we're feeling good, we know we're on the right track. But if we're like, oh, this is such a miserable experience, that's when we need to flip a U-turn and maybe get some help, maybe find a support system that really serves us. But we just have to do something differently. So creation's freedom promises my own. I want us to take that just as seriously as I was talking about yesterday. We must save the world.
So there is the struggle, and I say that we no longer have the luxury for this struggle.
Uh-huh.
But so back to what the example of today of, you know, actually just if I would just say, you know, I feel the light of love. Well, there, when you said follow your feelings, I might change that just for me. I'm just saying, like, for me is like follow the peace, because I do get feelings. In the past, this week has, this last 10 days has really helped me, or 9 days, whatever it's been. It's really helped me, because in the past, I would not understand that grandeur is from God. And what that means is he looks at us and sees us as we truly are, but I just see myself as limited, right? So I'm in that grandiosity bit. Mm-hmm. And I also then, when I say, oh, I am the light, then there has been that ego part that would say, no, you're not the light. Don't get a big head. You know, don't be thinking you're all that. And that is the struggle to that. That is the changing error from our perception from error to truth, because it's not a big head to see ourselves as who we truly are.
As long as we're also applying that to others as well.
That we see everyone as the light.
Because you and I both have experience where people they'll get half of the answer, which is they're seeing themselves, you know, in love, but then that's not also not being.
Then they start seeing themselves as special.
Exactly. And so that's why I wanted to bring up these special relationships. And so if I'm going around saying I got it, well, me getting it also is showing me who you really are, helping you get it.
And that's what the lesson is telling us. Creation's freedom promises my own. The end of dreams is promised. So the end of this nightmare, when I don't see myself as who I truly am, that's promised. And when I see myself as who I truly am, I'm going to also see you as who you truly are. Because God's son is not abandoned by his love. Only in dreams is there a time when he appears to be in prison and awaits a future freedom. So it's really, and then the prayer for today, I will accept your promises today and give my faith to them. So I will see myself today as who I truly am in with no littleness.
Yep.
And then when I do that, I'm not making myself special. If I'm coming from the Holy Spirit thought system, I'm saying, not only am I the light, the sonship is the light.
Yep.
So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 279, Creation's Freedom, Promises My Own. See you tomorrow.
See you then.